The data show that women are more likely to get vaccinated than men. Here in California, it's about a 55 to 45% spread. For more on why this is so, I'm joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Laura Unger, Midwest editor and correspondent at Kaiser Health News, who has written about it. Is there a clear answer?
Well, I would say there are several reasons. Some are demographic. Basically, women live longer than men, so that's part of the issue, experts tell me. And then also the fact that women are overrepresented in the healthcare business and in among teachers, who were some of the first folks to be vaccinated. And then also, women are more likely across the board to use preventive care and also arrange care for their families. So those are some of the reasons.
Do we think this spread is narrowing as we get deeper into the vaccination campaign? You mentioned, obviously, some of the early waves were the elderly and these special categories.
Yes, it is narrowing, but it's not disappearing, interestingly enough. And also, if you look across age groups in the states that break down women and men by age groups, you can see it in all the age groups as well. So it's kind of an interesting and persistent disparity.
You mentioned in your reporting, I think, some of the thought the role women have borne during the pandemic may be coloring the way they think about getting out of it through a vaccination.
Yes. Some of the folks I talked to said, you know, women are really ready for the pandemic to be over, as we all are. But yeah, women are have lost a lot of jobs during the pandemic. They have a lot of times carried the weight of teaching their children at home. And things like that. So, yes, they are ready for this to be over.
Is there any indication that public health authorities are going to have to take this into account in their messaging as we get deeper into this and start to reach those who may be resistant?
Yeah, I mean, politics plays a part as well. So, yes, as far as messaging, that is something that will have to be considered. You know, just looking at why people are hesitating about the vaccine and kind of addressing some of those issues head on.
Thanks for your time this morning. Talking live with Laura Unger. She's Midwest editor and correspondent at Kaiser Health News.